Welcome to Straight Talk on Health. I'm your host, Dr. Chet Zelasko. Straight Talk on Health is a joint production together with WGVU in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I examine the practical application of health information, nutrition, exercise, diet, supplements. I look at the science behind them and let you know whether it's something to consider or not. You can check out other things that I do on my website, drchet.com, and please sign up for my free emails. In my moments of frustration, there is one question I ask myself. Why is it so easy for people to believe in medical and health products that are based on concepts that are unbelievable at best and ridiculous at their worst? I've selected to talk about it in this podcast. Now, I wager you've heard about some of them. But my purpose is to explain the concept behind these products and theories, provide the science as the promoters claim exists, and to raise questions that I think should have been answered. Let's begin with this one about a theory of cancer that I've been asked about. The theory is proposed by a purported physician who suggests that tumors are a natural part of the disease and elimination process. They do not contain cancer cells, but rather they contain toxins, which the body will eliminate all by itself without damaging the human host. Now, the caution along with the theory was to never get a biopsy, because a biopsy would release cancer cells into the bloodstream, or maybe it was the toxins, and have the cancer spread throughout the body. Now, from one perspective, it sounds plausible in that some forms of toxins, especially metals of all sorts, can be the cause of cancers. We know that that's true. Inhaling asbestos, iron, silica, and many other types of metal toxins do contribute to the development of cancers. But they don't collect inside tumors so that the body can eliminate them later. Cancer cells will continue to grow. If a tumor is not treated and it gets large enough that it can put up a defense mechanism, the body can't handle it. We get cancer cells or abnormal cells every day. The body's immune system eliminates the invader or the abnormal cells until the day occurs that, for whatever reason, it doesn't. And then a growth begins, an abnormal growth. And at that point, it may impact the body in some way, triggering the normal diagnostic protocol, which can include biopsies. And that's one example. I began with that one because that individual has continued to spread that theory throughout the internet world. He doesn't appear to have been trained as a physician, nor has any degrees at all. While it has one small element of the potential truth, and that's that there are toxins that can cause cancer, that's where reality ends and fiction begins. And yet, people believe it. Another example that is still all the rage is a product that claims to use phototherapy in the form of a patch placed at strategic parts of the body. Now, the benefits are supposedly an increase in stem cells, more energy, reduction of inflammation, and even an improvement in athletic performance. How exactly is it supposed to do that? Well, examining the patents on which the product is based, it seems that its left-handed molecules, which include many different amino acids, these left-handed molecules are supposed to reflect specific wavelengths of light back into the body to stimulate a person's stem cells to begin growing. Fine. What kind of stem cells? Pluripotent stem cells, which can be turned into any type of cell in the body, or adult stem cells, which are location-specific? Placing on the patch on the base of the neck, as they illustrate, would stimulate exactly what type of stem cells? The skin, the bone, the muscle, the nerve, that could do wonders for all types of pains. As far as I could find, there are no studies which have examined the stem cell question. More than that, there are no placebo-controlled trials to answer even the simplest question. Besides measuring stem cells, they could assess energy levels, quality of life, pain indices. They could measure cortisol or other hormones, or just do a variety of exercise tests. Something that provides hard numbers for some effect. I know many people who use them, but it's not based on proven science of any type that I could find. I don't need a major clinical trial with 10,000 subjects, but at least one decent, well-controlled trial would be something. Here's another one. I was asked about it by a physician because someone had asked them whether it could be used as a diagnostic tool. If it were, it could be covered by their health savings account. Well, I found the product pretty easy. It's a device that is supposed to scan the body to determine whether the frequencies emitted by the body are in harmony or not. From a machine that was the size of a single bed, it is now able to do that with a cell phone app and a specialized listening device that fits over the ears. You getting a little suspicious? Well, in the About section of the website, it refers to a section that the technology is based on the efforts of European physicists, and that triggered a thought about a device from 20 years ago that was supposed to determine energy flow through the body using meridians. The device had a couple of handles that could measure energy flow along the meridians when held by an individual. Again, no research to support that it can actually test anything. I have no doubt that there can be energy fluctuations or neural activity in relation to pain or inflammation, but there has to be some evidence based on science somewhere to support these devices. While they all claim not to be medical devices, sure appears that they are diagnosing something, which of course is against the FDA rules unless it is an approved device. That means it can measure what it says it measures and has some application to health. I just don't want people to spend any money on these questionable devices. If you can't have base tests that are measurable and comparable, you don't have anything to assess the person's health. Final product, hydrogen-enhanced water, available from a variety of companies. Essentially, it's a device that can add hydrogen ions to water, or a lozenge you can place in tap water that will do the same thing. The logic seems sound. More hydrogen ions can be used in the mitochondria in the electron transport system to make more energy. There are a few small studies that showed benefit for everything from increased energy, helping those undergoing treatment for disease, and lowering cholesterol in smokers. But there are no definitive studies, just a lot of interest. I've got questions. How do the hydrogen ions know where to go? I know that sounds silly to you, but really, how? With exercise, there's an obvious need for long-term energy production. But the studies on exercise were not conclusive as to who would benefit, just new exercisers or competitive athletes. What determines where the hydrogen go in people with liver disease or undergoing cancer treatment? How about this one? What happens to everyday healthy people when they drink the hydrogen water? There's nothing wrong, so what happens? The basic testing hasn't been done insofar as I could find. Let's go a step further. What happens to your digestive system? People who already overproduce hydrogen ions might end up with even worse digestive issues. Proton pump inhibitors try to limit the production of these ions because it makes the stomach in some people too acidic. What would adding hydrogen ions into the stomach do? How about making the blood too acidic, which can impact the alkaline balance? I'm not suggesting it will, but no one knows at this point. So there's my look at the current theories and product trends. Whether any of the products actually works can be solved by doing one thing, asking the right questions. Remember when I reviewed the GLP-1 receptor agonists a couple shows ago? 30 years of research to figure out the what and the how was done in a way that actually provided answers to the right questions. As I see it, the real problem with these products is trying to capitalize on them before putting in the work to see if it is based on science or not. And that's all the time I have for this episode. If you like this podcast, please hit the share button and tell your friends and colleagues about it. Until next time, this is Dr. Chet Zelasko saying, health is a choice. Choose wisely today and every day.